The house looks vaguely familiar. It has a brick facade, American flag bunting on the porch railing, a mailbox by the front door. Inside, the TV is blaring.
Today we had the pleasure of visiting with seventh graders.
Someone's in the bathroom, and a load of laundry is ready to go. There's even a garage with a car. It's just like any house, except this one is located inside the Community Living Center at the Veterans Affairs Campus in Aspinwall, and the house is uninhabited. But that doesn't mean it isn't being used. The 1,100-square-foot facility, known as My Home, is designed to help patients recovering from physical or mental injuries transition safely back to their homes. That transition takes practice, according to VA Pittsburgh Rehab Site Supervisor Jason Fay.
Anytime you want to do something better, whether it's hit a golf ball, throw a baseball, practice, practice, practice. The more you do it, the better you get.
On this day, Ron D'Ambrosia is preparing to practice some activities in My Home. D'Ambrosia developed a subdural hematoma, or brain lesion, a few months ago and underwent surgery twice. He now suffers from aphasia, which is the loss of speech and some physical abilities.
I couldn't tie two words together. It was frustrating me to death.
D'Ambrosia of East McKeesport was in the Army for 11 years with time spent in Vietnam, Europe, and across the U.S. He's 68 years old and still receives treatment at the VA. An avid reader, he was especially distressed that the aphasia robbed him of his ability to concentrate long enough to read. And he worries about scaring his grandkids.
I'm not normal, and they're not used to seeing Grandpa not normal.
D'Ambrosia says he's come a long way since his surgeries in February. He's been working with speech pathologist Kim Eichhorn, who joins him along with occupational therapist Laurel Koval at My Home. Eichhorn says they've been talking through how to perform tasks from start to finish. Today's exercise, baking cookies.
In that task alone, you have to plan, organize, remember, get back to the stove, make sure you don't burn yourself. There are a lot of both cognitive and language underlying things that people don't really think about that go into actually just baking some cookies.
In My Home's fully functioning kitchen, D'Ambrosia consults the instructions on the back of a container of raw cookie dough and turns on the oven. He's also multitasking, making coffee to go along with the cookies. He turns his nose up at the cinnamon vanilla nut-flavored coffee, but dutifully measures it out.
It says 1 to 2 tablespoons.
I prefer strong coffee.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Once the coffee is percolating, he spoons the dough onto a cookie sheet.
This stuff is rock hard.
D'Ambrosia struggles to program the finicky oven timer. Finally, he's done and ready to head to his next appointment at the VA. Rehab Supervisor Jason Fay says employees used to make a single visit to the veterans' homes to help them learn to negotiate their surroundings as they recovered. Now they can work out the kinks for a couple of weeks before they head home.
After you sustain a stroke or you break a leg or have a hip replacement or something like that, the very simple things become very difficult things in the home. Even getting dressed in the morning, brushing your teeth, that kind of stuff can become a challenge. And before it would take you 5 minutes, now it's going to take you an hour.
As they work to reduce the number of patients who end up back in the hospital after hurting themselves at home, Faye says they're also trying to help vets maintain their quality of life. That quality can be compromised after a bad accident.
And not only do you have the physical limitations, there's also the fear of falling, the fear of future falls, and that affects everything you do. And now you're not an outgoing person. You don't want to go out in the community. You're kind of really cautious and maybe you're afraid to go hang out with your friends like you used to do, and it affects your whole quality of life.
A month after practicing living in My Home, Ron D'Ambrosia is staying with his daughter. He's feeling stronger and happy to be with his family, but is eager to get back to his own apartment.
I need to do the things that I do on a daily basis so I can determine whether or not I'm making progress in those things.
I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.